This is a Clink Studios podcast. Welcome to Spill the Soju podcast, your favorite dose of K-culture TMIs and fangirling shenanigans with your hosts Ashley, Katie, and Chelsea.
So, what's on our menu for today?
On our menu for today is... money. Money.
I don't got any of that.
But before we get started, let us all remember to follow this podcast if you like what you're hearing. And rate and review. Follow us on our socials at Spill the Soju Podcast on Instagram and Facebook. And at STS Pod PH on Twitter. Yeah, we got a new Twitter.
Please follow us there. Please follow us there.
Yeah, we'll go and do follow us on our accounts because we'll get back on the giveaways soon. We always have giveaways.
Yes.
Go and join us there. All right. Are you ready?
Are we?
Are we? Okay. So, let me introduce a topic for this week. In the realm of K-pop, it's a given fact that fans go ballistic whenever their faves release
big
something.
Word.
May that be a new single, a partnership with a fashion and or skincare line, or even a new version of the fandom's light stick. Oh my gosh.
Parang siyang affected din eh. Sa light stick.
I mean, we would go all out just to show support to our faves. Since we love them so much, we would then knock on our savings account's door. Well...
yeah.
This week's episode is about how we K-pop stans save up and spend for our faves.
Akala ko save up lang. Akala ko din natin pag-uusapan yung spending.
Hindi, kasama yan. Hand in hand yan.
Shops.
So what do you think about our topic for this week?
Delikado ako.
Exposed? Ready to be exposed na ba tayo?
I'm yes.
So for this episode, Ashley is not with us because she's busy, you know, being Ashley.
And yes.
We miss her, but you know, let's give her some time.
Yes.
And she'll be back soon.
So
yes. You'll have to deal with both of us for
now. Yeah, magsawa kayo sa mga mukha namin at sa mga bosses namin.
Ashley's calming energy is not with us, so
the
chaos.
Yeah, oh my gosh, sorry. We apologize in advance. Exactly.
Like, Ashley is the calm that we all need, the both of us need.
Yeah.
And she's not here. So bless us for this topic. Okay.
And so the fact, wait, hold on, Jess. And the fact that tayo yung sa troop. Two Broke Girls episode. This is gonna be whack.
Yeah, if you don't know, Katie and I did a Two Broke Girls
episode
where we just shared all our escapades.
During the pandemic.
Okay, so it says here in our script that Tim wrote, "Hey Tim, how you doing?"
Hey Tim.
That we share our spending experiences. So... what we would do there is we would just redirect you to the Two Broke Girls episode.
Yes.
Because everything's there. But I want updates, Katie, on how you've been since we recorded that episode.
Proud ka sa sarili mo eh.
Well, no. I feel like they would want to know the credit.
Okay,
if we
okay.
have enough, you know, experience okay. to back us up.
Diba? Okay, okay, okay. Yeah. Wait, is that the first question? Or
yes.
Okay.
Yeah. How you been?
I'm speechless. Joke. I'm fine. I think I'm fine. But also I think it helps also that I'm running a shop as well.
Yeah.
So there is a dent on the bank account. But at the same time, we're getting it back, you know.
We're recovering it.
Yeah, so we have to be smart about our expenses. You know what I mean? Wag lang dapat lahat labas. May papasok din dapat.
Tama.
Kahit may ibang lugi, pero sige.
kahit pa paano may mabalik ng onti.
Correct, correct. Ginusto ko to ganun. Tama, ganung galawan. Yes. How about you, Chels? How is your yes?
My yes.
After the Two Broke Girls episode. How are you?
I have calmed down. KD yes. can
Yes, attest.
This.
I can attest to that. She has calmed down. I'm so proud of her. But I think she has other things she's like worried
spending
about. Yeah, like yeah. It's not K-pop, but
it's
hey,
not K-pop. But,
again, I want to validate her for that. Go Chels.
I love you. Okay.
I love you too.
It actually really helps that Treasure also just like calm down on things. Though they've been releasing a lot of things that's like not albums, like photo books and all of that.
Yeah.
Summer collections, ganun. It's I won't.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
So they've quote unquote calmed down and walang rinig sa EXO. I mean, the EXO.
Yeah,
like,
they just finished.
Big Bang still in the air, so nothing on my end. So I decided to focus my things on other stuff. So here are the questions that Tim wanted us to answer. So have you donated in like streaming projects? Went completely broke after buying all the merch? How much are your estimated expenses for your faves? Oh my God.
No. No. Dude.
Okay, we won't answer the last question because that is very
controversial.
No, we won't. But have you donated to other things aside from like albums and merch? Ganon.
Personally, I don't think I have donated because I have time.
I have time right now.
So usually when I pack, ganon. Doon ako nagsistream. But like, I haven't donated also because I'm kind of iffy about donating to those things. Because especially if walang transparency whatsoever, I don't want to donate to that. Unless I know talaga, kunyari, friends ko, and I know exactly what they're doing
with
the money.
Yeah.
Yeah. But like, for projects, not just streaming projects, like yung mga. For I think we talked about this K-pop Bayanihan.
Yes.
Already.
Yung mga ano, yung mga for a cause.
Ganun. Yes, yung mga for a cause. So those things, yes, but I have yet to donate sa mga streaming projects. Yeah. Because yes. na naman.
Because yes. So for me, I have donated to streaming projects because I don't know how many excuses I can keep up with. I just don't stream. Like it's not hindi talaga ako ma-stream na tao.
Yeah.
Though I do try, like if I really like the song. But, you know, there's this streaming culture going on. We will touch up on that for sure.
Yes. Not on this episode though.
Not on this episode.
Not on this episode.
There's this whole new culture of streaming that we've done. And so for me, since I don't have enough time and energy, like there are so many other things that I have to do.
Yeah.
I'll just donate.
right.
That's where
it's case to case basis kasi talaga with streaming. But yeah, we'll dive into this in another episode for sure.
Yes.
But for us right now, short answer, ako I have not. Chelsea, she has.
I have. Yes. Yeah. Yes. So have we went completely broke after buying all the merch?
I mean, I mean us
that
the Two Broke Girls. Yes. Yes. Yes, we have.
I mean, not completely.
Not completely.
May laman pa naman.
Meron pa naman. Pero, wala sentimo. Char! Joke lang.
May laman pa naman. Pero,
wait, it's funny nga. Kasi parang nakakatawa sa kami ng mga friends ko ngayon. It's like an inside joke sa amin na parang hindi umiinit yung money sa bank account namin. Para pagpasok. Labas agad siya. Para pagkasahod. Labas agad. So parang, okay.
Ay, loko. Yeah, so... Okay, so those are our answers. But for now, this is the time that we would be reading and reacting to your spending experiences. Ganon.
Yes.
A few days before we recorded this, we asked you guys on Instagram, on Twitter, for your answers to the following questions.
Yes. All right?
So the first one is, what are your personal hashtag tipid tips that you would want to share with other fans? So... looking into your answers, actually, very thankful to everyone who answered our questions.
Yes.
Again, we're at Spill the Soju Podcast on Facebook and Instagram and at STSPodPH on Twitter. Mm-hmm. We post these questions so that you guys can send in your answers in advance and, you know, you get to be in the episode.
Yes. So, do you want me to read some or will you read
sure,
everything?
Go ahead. Okay, Katie will be reading. Okay. Katie will be reading some answers from Instagram and then I'll be for Twitter.
Okay, yeah. Okay. So this is for the first question, right?
Yes.
Let's repeat the question again. Wow. Can you repeat the question?
What are your personal hashtag tipid tips that you would want to share with other fans?
How many do you want me to read?
At least three.
Okay. Yes. All right. So we have here, let's see. I want to read those and like different takes talaga. Mm-mm. Okay. Okay, so this one is from Dote Mark. On Instagram, sabi niya, always take your time. If possible, think for a whole day before sending in that order form. Which is, for indecisive people like me, so true. I need time to think about it talaga. Yeah, so that's nice. This one is from Faith_Saturday. She said, limit your monthly gastos and list down your priority merch first before shopping. Yawn. And then this one is from I'm Kelly Marie. Sabi niya, merch ban with friends. Tapos, may punishment. Ha! Medyo gumana naman sa amin. Medyo gumana daw sa kanila. Okay, for me, I have something on this merch ban thing. Because it's so funny. Mm-hmm. On Twitter, a lot of fans have this merch ban phrase on their display name.
Pero yeah, sila yung laging nagmamine.
Sobrang funny! Like, legit, kasi parang meron ano, kami kasi on our shop.
Shop owners.
For me, we do DM to order or availability, ganyan. Tapos, malaging may merch ban yung,
sila yung lagi,
display
no.
name. Sobrang funny. Like, okay lang yan, guys. Kaya niya yan. Push niya yan.
Yeah.
Let's keep lying to ourselves.
Within reason, dapat.
Correct.
So, from our followers on Twitter, these are what they said. Pew Chari, which is Ara. Hey, Zoe.
Oh, Zoe. Niya,
I love her answer to this. It's so practical. Parang siya sampal sa mukha. She said, anong point ng merch na to kung gutom naman ako? Easy, hindi naman ako pinapakain ng litrato ng bias ko. I mean...
totoo. Oh my God.
Okay, here's the best advice. If you're not in it yet, don't get in it. Don't get in it ever.
Sa true. It took me 12 years of being a fan before I got into photo card collecting. And that's only because of the pandemic. Now I can't stop.
So true. Yes. Like, yeah. Don't get into it. We swear, guys. Like, mas peaceful lang life kapag hindi kayo nandito.
But it's okay. I mean, if it makes you happy, right? Diba?
Yes, true naman. But if it's really not your thing, then don't push it at all. Yeah. So, second is from Subiniso at Subiniso. Huwag magpadala sa social media when it comes to buying merch. It doesn't make you less of a fan kung hindi ka makakabili ng albums or PCs. Only buy when you have super extra money and don't buy merch impulsively. Yes.
Correct. Yes, 100 times yes.
Everything this person said.
So
peer
true.
Peer pressure is such a real thing.
It is.
Especially when it comes to buying.
Lalo na sa social media.
Lalo na sa K-pop stars.
Lalo na sa stan tweet.
Sa stan Twitter, don't be guilty at all. Mm-hmm. Honestly.
Yeah.
Kung hindi mo afford, di mo kasalanan na hindi ka nakaano. So, yeah. The last one, again, is... wait. Your choice. Sino to? Coop Jong-hoon sent a screenshot of a tweet by Uji Tattoo.
Okay.
Ay, nako. Magugustuhan ni Kay dito. Magugustuhan namin to. K-pop merch and PC collection is an expensive hobby.
Yes.
Pag hindi afford, edi wag bumili. Hindi yung ginigil trip nyo yung seller na babaan yung presyo. Kung namamahalan kayo, clearly you're not the target market. There you go.
I think I saw this quote retweet. I think I retweeted it.
But yeah, because it's so true though. It's something that fans don't realize.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
Even if the shop is di ba, may karapatan din, I mean, they're servicing you. The shop still has their own terms and yes. all of that. And up to them if they want to price it higher or if they want mm-hmm. to price it lower. Up mm-hmm. to you kung kakagat ko, hindi. If you think that it's a ridiculous price, yeah. then don't buy
then,
it.
Then look for another, yeah. ano. Yes. You'll find shops naman. I mean, it'll be harder, I guess.
Yes.
But I don't think it's a reason to cancel.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. I don't know. Can we get into this? Like, the issue of overpricing PCs? Like, overpriced PCs on mm-hmm. Stan Twitter? Like, almost every month, para may nakikita akong drama about it. And I don't know. For me, yeah, I agree with what that person said. If it's too much for you, if it's too expensive for you, it means you're not the target market talaga. You can't tell me that that's a luxury PC or something because collecting it in itself is luxury already.
Mm.
As in, this is what our friend said, Julie said when we had her over.
Yes.
That collecting is a luxury na talaga. Kasi it's not for everyone talaga. So if you really can't do it or if you can't buy talaga, if hindi kaya, wag pilitin. And mm-hmm. don't blame others for not giving you that. You know?
Mm-mm.
Yeah. So, yun lang.
Mm-mm. Yeah. I super agree with that. So, be Mm-mm. kind to your sellers. If you don't like their prices, then look for another shop. Ang dami-dami ng K-pop shop sa mundo, di ba? And I like this one. It's very practical.
Mm-mm.
So, she said, ask your parents, siblings, or whoever to gift you albums or money in Mm-mm. special Mm-mm. occasions.
That's what we did when we were in high school.
Tayo,
that's what we diba? Did. That's how we got the concerts.
Exactly. True. So true.
Yeah.
And, you know, I actually really support... Well, we'll get into this question later. But yes, this is actually really practical.
Yeah.
No-brainer tip talaga.
Yeah.
Like, kahit pa unti-unti mo lang, 500 na lang. Ganon.
Mm-hmm.
Album na rin yun, diba?
So, as in, makipag-bargain ka lang with your parents. Like, I'll study hard this sem. Pwede
Mom,
po ba...
Pwede po ba? Average ko po, 90 plus.
Pwede
po kung gano'n.
Pag nag-graduate po ba ako with honors, may sana photobook ako. Ganon?
Wow. That's
specific. That's her brother.
Yeah. I gave him a sana photobook. I mean, look at me. Like, I gave him a sana photobook for his birthday because I just saw that he was working hard.
Yeah, exactly. Same. I did that with my sister. I did that with my sister for Diamond Edge because she didn't have...
Yeah.
Like, it was... I don't know when it was... Basta, she was about to cry. And I wanted to prank her and have a hidden camera. Yes. Anyways, binilan ko rin siya ng ticket. So just bargain with your family.
Yes, it works. As if you don't have supportive parents in K-pop, that's when you put in your grades. Like,
yes!
That's like the best, you know, panghook. You know?
Correct.
Tested and proven na po yan.
Yes. So, Take it from us.
Yeah, so in this next question, let's do this question before our break. So,
okay.
What would you need help with in handling your money as a fan? Okay? Mm. So, not a lot of people answered this question. Wala kayong, hindi nyo kailangan tulong. Talaga, guys. But I think for me, I answered our own question. I said, dati, I just used to save up for concerts. You relate with me on this.
Yeah.
But since it's a pandemic, no concerts, no live concerts,
mm-hmm.
and online concerts are a lot cheaper than in person. My money's just staring at me.
Yes, asking to be spent.
Like, what are you gonna do with me? Ganon.
Hi!
So yeah, that's my problem. It's like, where do I spend it now? Diba?
Yeah.
And I think that's yours. You can relate with me on this.
I can. Like, oh my gosh. My problem now is I can't stop.
Well,
that's my problem right now. But I think I probably will once I get into my life plans. I have plans for my life.
Yeah, she has plans.
Yeah. So once I start using my money.
There
like
you
for
go.
For real life stuff.
Tama.
Yeah, that's when. But right now, that's basically my problem.
Mm.
Quote-unquote problem.
Quote unquote.
I can't stop. Kasi yeah. parang, but it's also nakakairita kasi it's also, konyo.
It's also nakakairita.
It's also nakakairita kasi like almost every month or every week may labas may, yung 17.
Tama. I mean, that's really not your fault na.
Yeah, Diyos ko po.
Lagi silang may labas. Oh,
tapos palaging may papel. Eh, yun na nga yung... Alam nila na papel na ulo yung mga
tao. Don't you just, K-pop.
Yeah, my God. Hi, bro.
Yeah. Okay. So, one of our followers on Instagram also asked the question. So, Katie, mm-hmm. can you read their question, their reply to this question?
Okay. This is from lnz.xxk. Sabi niya, as a multi, how do you balance the spendings per group lalo na pag sabay-sabay nag-drop ang merch? As a multi before, nag-stop ako mag-multi. Joke!
ano ba? Well, I think for me, it's really just priority.
I think Ashley would be a good person to answer this sana. Kasi siya yung multi na multi.
Ashley's multi, but she only buys albums.
Okay, yeah. That's okay, Ashley. So true.
So I think it's really like prioritizing, like, do I want to buy this album? Or like, what do I want to buy from these groups?
Yes,
I think if wala ka if sobrang kapos na kapos ka talaga, you can say, oh, I'll just buy it when they release a full album. Ganon, mm-hmm. I agree. There's also deals wherein, ano ba talaga gusto mo? Yung papel ba? O yung album? Diba?
True.
You don't have to buy everything. So there are shops that just sell albums. There are just shops that sell Papel lang.
True.
So, I think that by doing that, like, talaga, ano ba talagang gusto ko? Is it the albums? Is it the paper? Is it what do I want?
Yeah. I think hashtag prioritize talaga.
Yes.
Hashtag priorities.
Yes. And also the group. Like, ano ba talaga? Do you really need this group's album right now? Or
kunyari multi ka talaga, just like, yung pinaka-favorite mo talaga siguro na group lang yung bibilan mo ng mga merch. Yeah. Parang ganun. Depende talaga. Actually, like, it's up to you eh, no?
It's really up to you and like where your priorities are. Like before, like KD and I, parang recently, ngayon lang ulit kami bumalik. Like even I, before, was not an album person before Treasure happened.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I really wasn't. I stopped. I used when I started EXO. True. When I started Shiny, every album kami ni Relio were album launching kami.
Yes.
But we stopped. I stopped and then college happened. So yun nga, priorities, diba? So parang if you have other things you're doing
at parang ikagugulo mo ba na wala kang album?
Correct. At saka, you can set aside K-pop. It will be there for you to come every time. Look at us. Look at us.
Nag-break, tapos, we're deeper than we were before. So,
Nagka-podcast.
Ano ba yan?
Sa true.
Yeah, so I think now is a good time to take our break before we get on to the last question that we asked you guys. So, hang in there. See you later.
See ya!
Hey everyone, this is Mo Twister, and you're listening to the Kingdom Podcast with the voice, DJ Yuki.
That was the OG, Mo Twister, promoting this podcast. If you like Korean pop culture, or know someone who does, then get into it, and visit our Facebook, Twitter and Instagram pages at the Kingdom Pod PH.
We're proud to tell you that this is one of the premier shows to go to for your weekly dose of K-pop, so drop everything, and listen to the Kingdom Podcast. Available in all your podcast streaming platforms.
Join us!
Hi, it's your girl Ashley, and you're listening to Spill the Soju Podcast. Take a break, grab a bottle, pull up a chair, sit back, and enjoy the rest of the show.
Welcome back to Spill the Soju Podcast. You're still with me and Katie, and we're talking about money.
Yes.
But before we continue on to the podcast, make sure to rate and review this podcast if you like what you're hearing. And if you do, go ahead and click that follow. Click! Hit that.
YouTuber ka te. Why not? Follow, I mean, if we upload this, on YouTube.
Why not? Yeah. So make sure to follow or subscribe to this podcast for more of these shenanigans that we're offering you guys. Follow us also on our socials at Spill the Soju Podcast on Instagram and Facebook and at STSPODPH on Twitter. Yeah. And we still have the yo trusty Shopee link.
Yes.
On checking out that cart. Sis, mm-hmm. Nage-hello na po yung mga photo cards. Nage-hello na yung keyboard.
Since we're talking damit. About money.
Yeah, nage-hello na po sila.
Yeah.
Yes. A great way to check out is by using our link. Because by doing so, you get to help us run this podcast for more people. And we also have a default cafe pub affiliate link. If you want to listen to us with a good drink in your hand, go ahead. All right. So, going back, we asked you guys questions, as we said, on our Instagram and on Twitter. And this is the last question that we asked. It's basically to the students, how are you able to earn and save up money, especially during lockdown? Okay, yes. We said this for the students because obviously working peeps like y'all should just like calm down. Yes. And you already have your own. Like if kayo wala pa kayong makuha na pera, then I mean that's on you. So you can
true.
May sweldo naman kayo, diba? So kayo na pong bahala dyan. But to the students who are like, it's harder to, you know, earn money. And of course, as students, you still want to get some merch, guys.
Yes, of
but
course.
The problem is KD and I are not students. That's why we asked you guys
what
you've been
we
up
can
to.
Say we can say what we did before.
Yeah, we can say what we did before. But
those
are
different times.
We're in a lockdown. So
yes.
We really want to know how you guys are doing it.
Agree.
Come on, everyone answered on Instagram.
Okay.
So let's go and go, Katie.
So okay. Sabi ni Paula_Krisha, sabi niya, selling old clothes or things that I don't use anymore but are still good quality. Hey, that's good. Yeah, like pre-loved stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah, agree. Okay. And then the next one is Ayoleha. Sabi niya, putting some in a place I know that I will forget. That's so funny. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, that's good actually. Out of
that's
sight,
funny.
Out of mind.
Okay. And last then one. The third one, sabi ni Kaihe_, ipon, every money given and must resist temptation to buy picture papels.
Yeah.
Meron siyang dot per word.
Yeah, that's why KD said it like that. Yeah, that's honestly, I mean, ganun talaga.
Yeah. Yeah.
To get money, to save up money, you should resist spending money. So,
yes. Diba?
But what I like for the rest of these answers, it's them starting, most of them actually, a lot of them answered, they earn money through doing commissions.
Yes, yes. I left
so
that
this
for
is
you.
This is a perfect example of being resourceful and like putting your skills to good use. This is similar to what I did before.
Yes.
I shared with this before that I wanted to go to a concert so bad. So I started selling stuff.
Cake pops.
And it does really well. So now that we're online, we take those things on a digital space.
Yes.
So, art commissions. Yes.
Those are
goodness.
Super prominent nowadays.
Super
and I love
good.
It. I love it.
And if you have like skills that you for sure know that people will need, then sell it.
Yeah. Yeah, we were talking about this the other week, last week siguro, about yung mga Ko-fi, mga Patreon and stuff.
Yeah.
I do have friends who write. So, sa kanila naman, they do commissions for fanfics, you know, K-pop.
Love
very, very,
that!
Yeah, they have fanfics and then they just drop their Ko-fi link, ganyan, if you wanna support me, ganyan. Or every time there's like a fan fest or something, they join. And
I agree. I actually think as well, uso ngayon yung video edits on Twitter.
Yes!
Yeah, I mean,
also on TikTok.
On TikTok, yeah. But I feel like that's a great opportunity. I don't think anyone has been trying it out yet to commission those kinds of videos. But so many of you guys are so good at it that,
yeah,
you know, if I want to make, like, for me and my bias, like, I would go to you, diba? That's
correct.
Something that
correct.
You guys can explore. I also saw people making designs for binders.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Binder fillers.
Oh.
All mm-hmm. of that.
Also, yung yeah. deco, yung parang photo card.
Yeah, deco. Yeah, so cute. So, a lot of avenues are open for you guys now,
yes.
especially na digital, meaning
correct.
You guys can open your horizons. A lot more people are out there and all of that stuff. And if you have like money, well, ayun nga, wala ngang pera. But, but if you do, like, why not ask your parents to help you out? Like, you can tell them, oh, mom, that I'm planning on setting up a small business. Like, example,
yes.
just make small keychains or, you know, you
yeah.
mga kabubot.
Yeah.
Yung mga ganun.
Mm-mm.
And that just requires, like, a small amount of investment.
Capital,
so,
yeah.
go ahead. And those are just some things that we suggest you guys try.
Mm-mm.
If wala talaga.
Yun nga yung sabi na, what I keep saying to them, to my friends, capitalize on, let's capitalize on our hobbies. Alam mo yon, diba? Like, don't do it to the point na ma-burn out ka, because that's never good. Alam mo yon, parang
tama,
if you're
tama,
passionate
tama.
About something and then ma-burn out ka, that's a bad, that's a really
yes.
bad feeling. We never want to do that. But if you do have skills and if you have hobbies that you think will work for you, like it will work for you as in legit na magkakapera ka, go for it. I keep telling my sister, I mean si Hope, my youngest sister, she's a really good artist, but I asked her to commission me once. I she wouldn't let me pay her, but I'm like, no,
no, I will pay you.
Yeah, no, yeah, legit kasi nga parang nahihiya siya kasi ano ba, ate naman kita, why would I let, but then for me it should always come then from the family first, yung support.
Yes,
diba?
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's so true. And it's not just on design. It's not just on that. Like, if you're good at music, if you're good
yes.
at so many things, like a lot of people are like in need of what you have to offer, for
yes.
sure.
Yes.
So,
yes.
yeah. And I think, you know, why not pick up something? Like, go ahead, start a blog. Start
yeah.
a YouTube channel.
Start a podcast.
Start a podcast.
Though the only thing with podcasts nowadays, hindi pa ganun like us, this is all not monetized at all.
Yes.
Except yung Shopee,
yeah.
if we get
Except
commission
the Shopee.
From that.
Yeah, but
yeah.
There's so many ways that you can start, like TikTok. You know, it's so, like a whole wide world is open for you.
Yes.
But if you're really not into that type, then I guess, yeah, just be resourceful. See what you have with you right now and see what you can sell. Like, yung pre-loved items. Always
pre-loved
works.
Items. Like, yes.
That's a great way to make
and
money.
Super dali mag-set up ng Shopee account to Lazada account.
Tama.
Yeah. So,
true.
Go guys.
True.
Kung ano.
True.
Pero always just be honest. You know, just be
yes.
honest money. Alam mo yun?
Yes.
Honest money.
Yeah. Or if you like baking, oh, open a shop na.
Yeah.
Baking or cooking.
Oh, you know those cakes? If you guys are good at the designing, yung mga pang birthday, ganun.
Tawa.
Nako, usong-uso.
Even cookies. Even simple cookies. I mean, I feel like at least you can, I mean, with a business like that, I'm pretty sure you could bring it up to your parents now. Oh,
yeah.
I want to start a business. Just for the sake of starting a business, not making it into a K-pop.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, but hey, you can listen to our episode with Carrot Treats.
Carrot
Cafe.
Treats by Iris.
Yeah.
We love you, Iris. Yeah.
yeah.
So there's just one of a few examples. And you don't even have to set up your own shop. Bahay lang kayo. And
correct.
Just make some per batch. So,
yeah.
Yeah, so many ways you guys can. But then again, also, join giveaways. Wala naman kayong mawawala kung hindi kayo
sa true.
Kayo sa giveaways.
Go.
And so many giveaways are happening online.
Yeah.
Take your chance. Go lang. Tag nyo kami. Wala kaming pakialam. Just go and join.
True. Just
diba?
join
Some
giveaways.
Fans talaga sa giveaways na kumakapit. And that's not bad.
Yeah, so, it's nakakatuwa nga kasi we ang cute kasi this episode, we keep going back to other episodes. Parang you guys can listen to this episode. Remember what we said about, I forgot which episode that was, but like, it's our turn to give this time.
Oh, yeah.
When we, ano, It's nakakatuwa kapag parang may nanalo ng giveaway and then they're like, yes, oh, this is my first album. It's nakaka-warm ng heart. Parang, you deserve it.
So true. And you know, it's always a joy rin naman to give away. So follow us on our social. So follow us, guys. For sure though, because we're generous with giveaways. I feel like ang generous namin magbigay. So nakakaiyak nga because when albums arrive at our houses, sabi ko,
This is not the EXO one talaga.
The EXO one, I'm saying.
The ITZY one.
Okay lang, ganun. And we know naman kasi na mas deserve nyo rin naman yun. So, actually, that's the end of like the question and answer. But now it's like us rounding it up, like why we have to discuss this.
Yeah.
So, why we have to discuss this is because, like what we said, a lot of young fans are like so pressured about everything right now,
especially money wise
you know, ngayon with the influx of everyone being online and like online fan signs and everything, I see a lot of young fans being so sad when they don't have like, you know, money or wala silang album, and that honestly like breaks my heart.
It does, it breaks my heart too. Kasi parang, alam mo yun, when it was us, when we were young, when we didn't have money, Stan Twitter wasn't that big of a deal pa. And walang,
albums weren't a thing then. Like, album sales, everything.
Yung mga yun, it wasn't ano pa. Walang nagpe-pressure sa atin before to buy. If we can, 'di ba? Pero ngayon parang it's not that people are pressuring you to buy them. It's that you feel pressured because everyone around you has it.
Yeah.
You know? Yes. Everyone around you is doing it. Everyone around you is collecting photocards. Parang if you think about it, when you're in a GC, of course GC's group chats are super prominent, you know, very ano talaga, madami talaga yan sa Stantwit. And if you're in a GC and all of your friends are collecting photo cards, they're talking about photo cards, of course you would want to do that too. What if hindi mo kaya, tapos
it's not that
they're pressuring you, it's that
you, alam mo yun, nagagaling sa iyo mismo.
Oo, parang yung environment na parang gusto ko din. Alam mo yun? Mm-mm, so parang,
I mean, I get naman na parang, you can feel that way. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, like, oh, gusto ko rin ng album, sayang, ganun. But just check that there's this dangerous point that, you know, it's just unhealthy na talaga.
Yeah.
I mean, of course, I think it's normal. I think even before I won, oh, gusto ko rin ng album. Mm-hmm. Pero wala, hindi ko talaga makukuha. Like, you know, but there's that, grabe, buti pa sila may album, ako wala. Like, I don't have an album. Gosh, I'm such a bad fan. I don't have any. That's the mindset that's like taking the fun out of everything.
Yes! I Chelsea knows that I feel very strongly about guilt tripping people. Tripping. Yeah. And I really, really don't like that part of Stan culture. When you guilt trip people into streaming, when you guilt trip people into buying albums, when you guilt trip people into buying, or guilt trip sellers.
Lightstick. Yes.
When you guilt trip sellers into lowering their prices, that's the one thing that I really don't like about Stan Twitter. Kasi, I think coming from before na we didn't have those feelings of guilt tripping. Parang nakakalungkot na new fans have to go through that.
Yes, alam mo yon? That's really what I'm concerned then about.
Parang for me, parang akala ko ba escape ang K-pop dapat? It should be fun. You know, that's why we're here. That's why we're trying to make fangirling, fanboying fun again. But this is the reality that times are changing and I don't, sometimes it's not for the good.
I feel like people, like younger fans, when they hear us, they feel we're like the tita versions. Like, we're like the K-pop versions of, grabe nung araw namin, di ganyan.
Sa totoo lang, sorry guys, sorry talaga, but we can't help it.
Yeah, but it's just something that's, it breaks our hearts a lot that we see fans not having fun when That's what
K-pop when we did when we had when, fun. Parang gusto we, namin ma-experience exactly. nyo din yung fun na na-experience namin before.
Tama.
And, because grabe. Yeah.
And here's the thing, you don't have again, we have to repeat ourselves. You don't have to buy the albums. You don't have to like do everything. Like you don't have to exhaust all your energy into your K-pop, into K-pop because you know at the end of the day, you have to take care of yourself. And your Punto. Personal finances. Your personal finances
yes.
is very important. The way you handle them now will play a big role at how you handle them when you
In
grow up.
In the future. Correct. So true.
Start that healthy habit. Hindi yung tipong pasok club. I mean, kina KD, they can do that. Sige, kaya nilang gawin yun. Because meron silang safety net kahit papaano that you know they've already set that up so yes. they can just go in
and ever since talaga meron talagang alam mo yun limit. Meron talaga kaming strategy I mean ako meron yeah. na akong strategy with how I spend my money
yes.
so ayun nga sabi ni Chels may safety net talaga if I go below that no.
Yeah exactly and ngayon na bata pa lang kayo or you know it's very important you put that into place right now so that's for the students for the working people oh my gosh guys ayos tayo
guys
ayos
nakakahiya
ayos
tayo.
Tayo I mean alam na naman natin tagal na natin 'tong pinapangarap pero kumalma tayo guys
oh my gosh that's so funny for us working na parang yeah. yun yung ano natin eh no this time
it's
around
like,
na parang
when do we stop
yeah kasi parang dati alam mo yun yung
yes
for students, you guys will probably reach this point also. But kami ngayon parang, we deserve this. Parang ganun yung ano
yeah,
natin eh.
Yes. Before, and also the biggest change for me, like if I get money, alam ko na, ah, sa K-pop pupunta to. For my concert talaga to mapupunta.
Yeah.
But now that, you know, ang dami ng bills, ang dami
yes.
ng other things. Like yun yes. nga, yung pinag-i-invest namin ni KD. Like, KD and I, we invested a whole lot of money
for education
and it's for yes. ourselves and honestly it feels so good
yeah
that you know we're not saying hindi kayo mag-spend but there we are saying na you know if you're finding other ways to invest your money in that's not K-pop
it's fine also. it's also good, go ahead.
Invest in other stuff. So,
yeah.
grow
and
your money.
I think I also have ano din kasi Chelsea was telling me rin na parang oh my god she was telling me that she invested on this thing
yeah.
for herself. She's like, oh my God, I just paid so-and-so for yeah. this. And I'm like, girl, okay lang yan. It's fine. It's for you. Pero, yeah. and then I followed it up with like, ginawa ko din yan nung February. yeah. But it's really for us.
It's the value. In fairness, I'm done with it. And the value
Congrats.
That I got. Thank you so much. And the value that I got oh my goodness, it's amazing.
Yeah, same when I did that. So, diba? So just something so that you guys know what we're talking about. We took like courses for online. Education. Something like, something na we didn't know before, we didn't learn.
Yeah,
or like, wala sa college namin.
Yes,
like, yeah.
Yes.
So, yeah. hindi naturo sa college. It was like a short course lang for us. It's two different things, ha? But
yes.
we paid it off with our own money and we're both like...
I know!
Nag-cringe so... kami nung pag... Alam mo yung pagkabayad mo? Parang,
yes! Yeah! like, you know, yeah. like, I keep on telling KD, like, when I look at the albums that I have now,
yeah,
there's that buyer's remorse. Like, I mean, that's me. That's me naman.
Yeah.
But when I got these courses.
Mm-hmm.
Though at first, sabi ko, hala, ang bigat.
True!
Diba, ang bigat. But then, correct. At the end of the day, sabi ko, this was a good decision that I invested in.
Yeah.
Like, I had no regrets Mm-mm. at all.
Yeah.
And, yeah, but while you're still young, go Mm-mm. ahead, do what makes you happy, but make Mm-mm. sure you spend it wisely.
Yes, yun nga, spend it wisely. When I also finished yung sa, ano, actually, even after I finished my course, I told my dad, parang, worth it ba yun? Parang, tama ba yung ginastos ko for that? Yeah. Sabi niya, imaginein mo kung hindi mo tinake yan. Wala kang alam. Wala kang malalaman. Parang ako, Oo nga, so no? True. Parang, alam, parang, you're gonna have to start from scratch. You might lose yourself. Mas lalo ka pa mag-blow ng money. Kasi I did something like business yung inano ko, diba?
Yes.
You might blow more money than you did for this yes. course if you didn't take yes. that, diba?
Yes.
So parang ko, you're so right. You're so right.
True. Like for me, what I took then, I was like, that saved me so much time.
Yeah.
And less mistakes.
Correct.
Like, better that I got it from someone who's already experienced so that yes. I can easily apply yes. it already.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They also said to us, kami na nagkamali para hindi kayo magkamali. Parang yun yung yeah. sabi-sabi nung...
That's exactly us. Right diba? Now to you guys.
Yeah.
Before we literally, like, not me, but KD, I guess, before. Like, well, no. Like, we had to... starve ourselves in school.
Yes, in
school. But then again, these are like weird situations that we have right now. So
yeah,
you can't starve yourself.
You're at home. Yeah.
Ay, bawasan ng pag milk tea. If you have money for milk tea, save it.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, those are things that you should think first before you spend. Always. Yeah. So. I hope this episode was of value to you.
Yeah, somehow. And I hope naka-relate din kayo sa ibang questions ng mga nag-send in sa amin.
Yes.
You're probably gonna be like, oh my God, yeah, that's me. Parang ganun.
Yeah, so if you want us to touch more on this or like you want us to go in-depth in more of these things, let us know. And actually, to close this off, being a K-pop stan is such an expensive lifestyle. We're not gonna lie. It can be if you choose to be, you know, if you want it to be.
Mm-mm.
But don't force yourself to buy merch if you don't have the means. Like, don't. Just don't. On Stan Twitter, we can see tons of rich K-pop stans buying all the latest merch of our faves. And we might feel jealous. Yes, we do. Honestly, I do. But that's normal. And we don't invalidate your feelings at all. Like, you're allowed to feel that way. But if you don't have the latest merch, that doesn't make you less of a fan. Always.
Exactly.
We always say this. It will never, what you spend, what you don't spend, does not determine your value as a fan. Mm-hmm. And always, always remember to spend within your means.
Yes.
So just like what we said in the first episode of this podcast, being a K-pop fan is not about having the most concert experience or having the rarest and expensive merch, but being a fan is about the love and support that we give to our faves.
Exactly.
And you can do that zero cost.
Zero cost. And K-pop is supposed to be about music. It's supposed to be about music and fun.
You know,
it's loving the people that are...
Yeah, K-pop has been crazy these days. But, you know, you're always allowed to, like, take a step back if everything's too much for you. Mm. Yeah. What else
and we say this all the time also. Our idols would appreciate it more if we took care of ourselves before.
They would wish the same on us. And yeah, that's it for this episode.
Yeah.
Katie!
No.
Oh my God! If you really... I liked this episode.
Yeah.
It's a long time coming that we talked about this.
Actually,
from Two Broke Girls to this episode.
Still.
I guess. Well, I don't know. But yeah, and if you like this episode, please do let us know on our socials at Spill the Soju Podcast on Facebook and Instagram. Tag us in your stories, guys, if you're listening to this. And on Twitter at STSPODPH. New Twitter, new season. That's what's up. And if you liked it, again, please do follow or subscribe to this podcast. Rate and review. Let others know what they're in for when they, you know, listen to this podcast or leaving a review. And our affiliate links are below. And that's all that we have for today.
Yay!
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for coming.
Bye.